Call and response. A time-resolved study of chromospheric evaporation in a large solar flare, by Sean G. Sellers et al. We studied an X1.6 solar flare produced by NOAA AR12602 on 2014 October 22. The entirety of this event was covered by RHESSI, IRIS, and HINODE, ICE, allowing analysis of the chromospheric response to a nonthermal electron driver. We derived the energy contained in nonthermal electrons via RHESSI spectral fitting, and linked the time-dependent parameters of this call to the response in Doppler velocity, density, and nonthermal width across a broad temperature range. The total energy injected was 4.8 times 10 to the 30 erg, and lasted 352 seconds. This energy drove explosive chromospheric evaporation, with a delineation in both Doppler and nonthermal velocities at the flow reversal temperature, between 1.35-1.82 mK. The time of peak electron injection, 1406 ut, corresponded to the time of highest velocities. At this time, we found 200 km S1 blue shifts in the core of Fe24, which is typically assumed to be at rest. Shortly before this time, the nonthermal electron population had the shallowest spectral index, approximately equals 6, corresponding to the peak nonthermal velocity in CIV and Fe21. Nonthermal velocities in Fe14, formed near the flow reversal temperature, were low, and not correlated with density or Doppler velocity. Nonthermal velocities in ions with similar temperatures were observed to increase and correlate with Doppler velocities, implying unresolved flow surrounding the flow reversal point. This study provides a comprehensive, time-resolved set of chromospheric diagnostics for a large X-class flare, along with a time-resolved energy injection profile, ideal for further modeling studies. This was Call and Response. A time-resolved study of chromospheric evaporation in a large solar flare, by Sean G. Sellers et al.